Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congressman Stephen Horsfoot of CD4 coming to you from Washington, D.C. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
The next time there's a crisis, at school or in your neighborhood, who do you trust to protect your family? Who do you want answering the phone? A corrupt politician looking for headlines? Or a tested leader?
This is Joe.
You knew the answer. Joe Lombardo has served with honor and integrity. And unlike our current governor, he'll put service before self, just like he always has.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program, coming to you from Washington, D.C., Congressman Stephen Horsfoot of CD4. Really a pleasure to have you back here, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be on.
I want to start with something that you just had a press conference for that I was able to attend. Tell people what you were able to accomplish in terms of perhaps limiting, if not hopefully down the road, ending gun violence.
So, you know, I've been working very hard to get our bill, my bill to break the cycle of violence passed in the House. We were able to get it included in a package of public safety bills, funding for small local law enforcement departments. Many of my rural counties will be able to receive that funding. We were able to support legislation around more support for mental health resources to go in to situations with law enforcement, and also to help address outstanding unsolved crimes and to help victims get restoration. My bill, Break the Cycle of Violence, provides $6.5 billion over 8 years in coordination with law enforcement through community-based and faith-based organizations to help reduce crime, save lives, and break the cycle of violence. It's an evidence-based practice that's been implemented in certain communities, but unfortunately hasn't been adequately funded or resourced. And so our legislation, now that it's passed the House, will be able to be considered in helping those needs throughout Nevada and throughout the United States.
You know, one of the things that struck me more than anything else at the press conference was a gentleman who spoke at the end who talked about violence in a way that one just can't even imagine if one is not involved in it. He was describing a situation where a gang person was not looking somebody in the eye. And the person said that you should be looking them in the eye. And they said, no, if you look them in the eye, they will want to blow your head off. When things have reached level, at this level in society, that is unbelievably frightening. I mean, obviously, you're aware of these kind of situations. Are we seeing this kind of violence in Nevada?
Well, there are incidents where it does occur. And unfortunately, particularly with gang-related and some gun-related violence. But the what I really found interesting from Corey with Safe Streets is it's about centering the people who know best how to prevent and even intervene in violence so that there is not retribution, so that it's not, again, the cycle. My bill is breaking the cycle. Well, without our bill, you just have this cycle of violence because someone has a crime committed against them, or they think they have to retaliate, and there are programs now that show you there are things that can be done to resolve conflict. We have hospital interventions at UMC. So when someone's shot, unfortunately, they can bring in trauma specialists to work with that person and their family so that they don't come out of the hospital if they're fortunate enough to live. And the first thing they want to do is retaliate or find the person that may have tried to cause them harm. So that's part of what my bill does. But our bill also is about creating opportunity for youth ages 16 to 24. Who are many times not in school or not in a job, and there's this sense of hopelessness because they don't see opportunity in their lives or in their community around them. And so my bill provides $1.5 billion to provide year-round summer employment, opportunities for workforce development and apprenticeship, because my belief is if you provide people with the skills, the opportunity, and the exposure, That's the best thing that can help reduce crime, save lives, and really break the cycle of violence. I know because I've seen it.
Well, you've seen it personally.
I've seen it personally. I lost my father to gun violence when I was 19. I was a college student at the University of Nevada, Reno, and I got the call that so many families and constituents that I hear from don't want to hear. And that was the call that my father was shot. He was working in a as a cook, and someone was coming in to rob the place that he worked at, and he ended up taking the bullet and on the way to the hospital died in the ambulance. And so I never got a chance to say goodbye to him, to tell him I loved him, or for him to be able to see, you know, me progress in my life or now to be in Congress. But it's why the work that I do is so meaningful, and I bring all of me to this work, including, you know, my own lived experiences and the experiences of those that I represent. And I'm just proud to have worked with my colleagues and for it to be included in the package of public safety bills. Because again, you know, there's always this rap, you know, well, you guys want to defund the police or you're weak on crime. No, I support police. I voted for support for local law enforcement when I was in the state Senate. It was one of my first bills as a freshman senator back in 2005, and I've continued to do that. But it's not only law enforcement that can help save lives and reduce crime. It's these community-based violence intervention programs that are also pretty effective. We need multiple approaches to keep our community safe.
And you feel comfortable that the Senate is going to approve this by the end of the year? And I don't mean that you say it's going to be done 100%, but you feel comfortable with the people involved, like Cory Booker, Catherine Cortez Masto, that you can get this done?
Well, we're working day and night. We've gotten a lot of great things done. In fact, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act that was passed a month ago included community violence intervention, but only at $250 million. So my bill is about the long-term sustainability, and that bill was passed with Republican support, and yes, with Senator Cory Booker leading Break the Cycle of Violence and the leadership of Senator Cortez Masto. You know, I'm always optimistic and confident that with good legislation, with good people trying to solve problems, we can pass legislation. So it is up next. We were already talking, leaving the floor about what our strategy needed to be to get it up for consideration. And again, it's one of four bills that also help meet the needs of law enforcement, mental health services, helping victims. So it's a package of legislation, and I just want to make sure our package is part of it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Congressman Stephen Horsfood after this time out.
It's the $250,000 progressive windfall of cash at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly progressives could accumulate up to $35,000 in cash and $20,000 in guaranteed grand prize giveaways. It's the $250,000 progressive windfall of cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
For now, abortion is legal in Nevada. But Adam Laxalt wants to change that. He called Roe versus Wade a joke.
Roe v. Wade was always a joke.
Electing Adam Laxalt means giving Mitch McConnell the power to pass a nationwide ban on abortion that would overturn Nevada's abortion protections. Adam Laxalt has shown us who he is on abortion. We should believe him. SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsfoot of CD4. You're a member of the Armed Services Committee. Just give me a take on the latest that's coming out of the war in Ukraine.
Well, I have had 2 briefings this week. One that was classified, so unfortunately I can't go beyond what was shared publicly. One that we had with actually the Ukrainian defense leadership to talk about equipment needs and how they were using certain equipment. Our committee and this Congress in a bipartisan way has worked really hard to make sure that the people of Ukraine, which are showing great resolve in defending their sovereignty and protecting their way of life, are getting the support they need, not only from the United States, but our NATO allies. But we're providing a lot of leadership. And the Armed Services Committee here in the House, we work in a very bipartisan way. And we were, we're very focused on making sure there's accountability for the funding that we have provided, and that we're continuing to give the Ukrainian people the best equipment, military equipment, and training so that they can continue to defend themselves and push back on Putin's efforts to, not only invade and conquer Ukraine, but, this is ultimately about all of Eastern Europe.
Is it also not ultimately about literally a war between the United States and Russia at this point in time? I mean, we're doing it by proxy, but isn't that the reality?
No, because our NATO allies are all in. And again, this is something that I commend this administration on, and that we've done it in a bipartisan way, because we don't have soldiers on the ground from the United States. We are not directly involved in kinetic warfare with Russia. This is about our allies around the world protecting our friend, the people in the country of Ukraine, and their sovereignty and their ability to defend their way of life. And they are doing great. I mean, they have reconquered land that they were losing, and they're taking Russia to task. And now Putin is having to call up reservists because
300,000. Which is a remarkable number. you know, going back to the war in Afghanistan, when it was over and we were bringing back the troops, we'd originally been told over two administrations, we have 3,000, maybe 4,000 troops there. But when it came down to it, we had 135,000 contractors that needed to be evacuated as well. Are you aware of United States contractors on the ground in Ukraine?
Well, again, I can't divulge too much because based on some of the classified briefings that I've had, all I know is that most of any U.S. efforts are not headquartered in the country of Ukraine. You know, we are working with our allies that are adjacent, and that is where a lot of the equipment, the training, the logistics gets handled and then brought in. That's how they were able to get food to the people of Ukraine. That's how they were able to help the evacuation. But, you know, beyond that, I don't want to comment.
Okay, but that's not a no, though.
I have to protect.
No, I understand.
There's the one thing about the being on the committee is when we receive certain briefings in classified setting, and until it becomes made publicly available, I'm not going to be the guy to spill the beans.
I totally understand. Let's talk about we're arming the Ukrainians along with our allies. But my understanding is from talking to military contractors across the country, and I'm talking about the big manufacturers. They are all being asked at rapid rate to backfill the equipment. What can you share with us about that?
Well, clearly we have provided a lot of the ability for Ukraine to have the most up-to-date equipment that they can, including unarmed air vehicles and other equipment that is helping them win against Russia.
And you meant armed air vehicles. You said unarmed.
The unmanned.
Unmanned, okay.
Aerial vehicles. So UAVs, which, you know, out of Creech, they do phenomenal work in protecting our defense around the world. So my point here is that, yes, our military contractors, particularly here in the U.S., are being asked to build up their capacity and to get their inventory restored. First and foremost, to always make sure that the United States is prepared to defend ourselves, not in whatever case, and again, our allies around the world who are also providing equipment, specialized equipment that are also having to get their inventory restored. So that will be a bigger priority for the years to come, and that's why I've worked really hard to get funding in the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. The House has passed it. The Senate's supposed to take it up in October. I've secured a number of commitments specifically for Nellis and Creech and the Nevada Test and Training Range, of course, based on my installations, our military installations in our district, but also to support our military and our Department of Defense, you know, so that we can protect our freedom around the world.
Is Fallon included in that, the expansion of the base?
It is on the House side, yes. Our House version included language to support the request for the Fallon Naval Base to receive some additional land. They worked with the local tribal leaders. There's some provisions for Walker River Paiute Tribe Chairman that I worked with to make sure those were included so that tribal sovereignty and land interests were protected. And Congressman Amade, Senator Rosen, and I have all worked to make sure that those provisions, you know, are in the current bill, and I hope will be in the Senate version that gets to us.
And that should pass this year?
It has to by the end of the year for our military budget to be funded and approved.
Do we have any idea of the cost of the war in Ukraine at this point to the United States? In dollars. I'm not talking about life. Obviously, that's been tragic.
It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Hundreds of billions.
We've put a lot in, again, with our allies. This is not only U.S. Investments, but it's an important investment because if we didn't do what we needed to do to help Ukraine and Russia and their efforts were successful, and this is not only about Russia, this is also about China, this is about Iran, this is about North Korea, and how we approach our adversaries in other areas. And so, Again, I commend our intelligence community because they were able to identify very early on that Putin was lying to the world, that he had no intentions of invading Ukraine and he wasn't preparing military operations. And based on our intelligence and everything that is known publicly now, he had a very strategic plan. But what he didn't have is the resolve of his people to fight a war that they don't believe in. And that's what Ukraine has in its people. And it's why I'm proud that the United States is continuing to support and defend their way of life.
Did our intelligence services know how weak the Russian military was? Because I think that's been a shock to the world.
Yeah, there's been, again, I think a lot of evidence now that they knew but probably couldn't say at the time. Even some of the operational things that they were doing and how they were putting certain things in position. But yes, Russia is being exposed for having not as strong military operation as I think Putin wanted to represent to the world.
And the Chinese appeared to have come out in their own diplomatic way and say, yes, we want Taiwan, but we're looking to negotiate a peaceful way to be able to do that in the last few days. And so maybe there's some hope, at least in that front. Plus, Iran wants to get back to the nuclear agreement and says the United States is not ready. So let's stay on the break, and we'll come back to some other topics for Congressman Horsfeld after this timeout.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsfeld of CD4. In July, as members of the House Ways and Means Committee, you introduced a bill aimed at Nevada's housing crisis called Housing Oversight and Mitigation Exploitation Act, the HOME Act. And it would make it illegal to rent or sell a house for an unreasonable price during a housing crisis. It would also cap the percentage of homes that investment buyers could obtain in a market to prevent price manipulation. So my question to you is that during the recession, the Great Recession, Blackstone bought 6,000 homes in Las Vegas. They bought the Cosmopolitan and did an incredible job with that, to the point where they just sold it to MGM, gave every employee a $5,000 bonus. Are you differentiating between a company like Blackstone and what I would say capitalism, mm-hmm, versus something else?
Well, first, let me emphasize why this is important. Rental rates in Las Vegas have gone up 30% since 2019.
Right.
It's affected everyone from seniors to veterans to, you know, working people who are struggling to keep a roof over their head. And it's unacceptable and it's unsustainable, particularly when one out of four homes in my district, in certain parts of my district, are now owned by out-of-state corporate speculators. They're not people or companies who are invested in building up our community. They're interested in buying it up and then exploiting, through market manipulation, the prices, either by paying cash and preventing veterans from using their VA benefit or a first-time home buyer from being able to qualify because I can't compete with a cash offer, or they're buying it up and then they're renting it out. And our hearings in Ways and Means has exposed the fact that they have higher rates of eviction, lower rates of maintaining the maintenance of those rental properties, which lowers the value and increases the crime in those neighborhoods, which creates neighborhood instability. So I'm addressing a problem that my constituents have voiced to me as their number one issue. When we talk about lowering the cost of living, rent and the cost of housing is the number one issue that my constituents tell me they need me to focus on. So I introduced this bill, and I have others that I've also sponsored that are about, first, empowering HUD, which has an interest in who's buying, because they're backing up these loans in the neighborhood. And so my legislation is about cracking down on that. I believe in capitalism, but I don't believe in taking advantage of the constituents I represent or pricing them out of affordable housing.
Okay, quick answer on this. Is HUD in favor of being the one to oversight this?
Yeah, I've talked to Secretary Marcia Fudge, the head of HUD, and the administration, and I've got a number of sponsors that have added to our bill on the HOME Act, and I'm working to get a vote on the bill, hopefully before the end of the year.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, as always, for doing this. I really appreciate it. It has been a real long day. And so It's been a great day, a very successful day for you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
It's the $250,000 progressive windfall of cash at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly progressives could accumulate up to $35,000 in cash and $20,000 in guaranteed grand prize giveaways. It's the $250,000 progressive windfall of cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
More congressional interviews coming up next week. We'll see you then on Nevada Newsmakers.